Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG Pod Overflow, the Cinephobe Cold Opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
You said the OG Pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG Pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG Pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Yo, what's good? It's Black Trey, and I got a show called Growing Up the Same with Jason Madison, where we talk to guests about their childhood memories that I'm sure everyone can relate to. You even get some life advice at the end. Our show has featured guests like Dom Kennedy, JJ Redick, Baron Davis, Brian Koppelman, Bomani Jones, Mina Kimes, and many more. Be sure to check us out on the Black Opinions Matter feed under the Count the Dings Network. Oh yeah, and don't forget to tell a friend to tell a friend to subscribe, rate, and review.
And also subscribe, rate, and review to the separate Growing Up the Same feed.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. That's what that fourth M stands for. My name is Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by Big Jerv, Black Trey. Our producer is Sean Little. Patreon.com/countthedings. That's where all the dope shit goes down, guys. That's where the overflow episodes are. That's where the Cinephobe special edition episodes. That's where our live shows are. If you are a Patreon, you get access to the live shows. We got another one coming on Wednesday. So make sure you are a Patreon so you can go ahead and have yourself some entertainment on a night where there's going to be no basketball. No, but none of us watch baseball. Let's be real. Fun episode today. We're going to talk about, What would you do if you were locked in prison? How would you survive? That's a fun little conversation we're going to have. We're also going to talk about Flatbush misdemeanors. Zayna ran away. Uncle Drew is trying to find her. And Dan might finally get the penny draws. We also go into the new season of Power. This one is about Kanan. It's a Kanan origin story that's narrated by Kanan from heaven or hell or wherever his ghost is. But first, we start talking about alcohol and the effects it has on your body. And let me just tell you, it's not good for me. Yeah, so basically, Dan Le Batard's wedding, like a couple years ago, I get to Miami, I check into my hotel room, take out my my clothes, I put them on the bed. I'm like, all right, cool, man, you know? Let me hop in the shower, get dressed, whatever, right? And I'm looking at the pants. I'm like, the pants are a little wrinkly. Need to iron those. But, like, I'll get to it when I get there. So I take the shower, whoop-de-whoop, do my lotions, whatever. Put on the undershirt, put on the shirt, right? Start button. That top one.
So you got a chubby neck.
Hold on. So I'm like, you know what? I'll get back to that later. So.
Yes, as if later was going to make the top button fit.
I get the tie, like whatever. I'm looking at the time, like I'm running a little late. I might have to fucking just kill it with these wrinkled pants and say, you know, them's be the breaks. Dog, I put on the pants. When I tell you these pants was wrinkled, and as soon as I put my leg in it, that shit was smooth because my leg filled the entire fucking pant like a goddamn sausage, just packing meat into the casing.
So you was over there looking like a bus driver.
Bro, hold on. So now in order to like button my pants, I'm like, so the zipper won't even go up to the top. So I literally, like a bitch, I had to be on like the bed.
Like, nah.
Like, yes, nah. Nigga. Yes, jumping. Jumping while I lay on the bed just to barely get this shit tied up.
So were these mandatory clothes that you had to wear?
No, it's a suit. It's a suit I brought for the wedding. Like, and it was like Saturday night. There's Macy's or nothing nearby.
Oh, yeah. So you didn't have no options to like really.
You're in Miami, like, I'm assuming, right?
Bro, yeah. There's a moment where I'm standing there in the mirror. My shirt is unbuttoned and my pants are unbuttoned. And nigga, I wanted to cry. And I said, now, here's the deal. Either you're going to get these clothes on or you're going to go to that wedding in sweats. Do you want to be remembered as the guy who showed up to the wedding in sweats? No. All right, then get them clothes on. So I went back on the bed, got the pants stuff, like tied a top button, said, fuck it. I'm going to put the tie around it, make it loose, make it look like I'm cool, whatever. Ran downstairs, hop in my Uber. So the entire time I'm in the Uber, I'm trying to button it. It wasn't until we got to the venue, like pulled into the driveway, that finally it popped. And this shit was like fucking Darth Vader choking me, like just all choked out and shit. Had the tie tightened. Walked in there, man. I felt so sad and low because for the first time in my adult life, I put on clothes that once fit me and don't fit me no more. And I said, is this what the rest of y'all been dealing with the entire time?
The rest of y'all.
Never again.
That will be a yes, sir. That's exactly
what
we do.
Was that one of your wash moments?
That was a super wash moment, man.
Time out. Your clothes not fitting makes you washed?
So if you guys
remember, yes, if you was at one size at once upon a time, hell yeah.
And remember, so Jerv, if you December 2019, I think I stopped drinking. I didn't drink again until All-Star Weekend. That was about that. It was that like going dry for 45 days was entirely about I was so embarrassed about my shit. Yeah, yo, man.
Like now so I can now, think about it.
I'm glad. Jerv, you brought it up, talking about where dressing up is so weird now that I was like, oh, shit, it's been a while. And I know I got this wedding coming up. I'm like, I got to go hit the gym. I got to hit the streets. I'm going to run. I'm going to stop. I'm going to cut out all the soda. Well, today's the last day. But I'm going to cut out all the soda.
Drink that water, boy.
Yeah. So, water diet.
So 45 days was a good thing for you. How much pounds did you lose for 45 days?
Well, shit, you know, like, it don't take that. In 2 weeks, I lost 10 pounds.
Easy call.
Like,
easy call.
2 weeks of not drinking alcohol literally made me lose 10 pounds.
Facts. I'm the heaviest I've been in quarantine. Bro, that's the funny thing about it.
It literally, I don't know about everybody else. I know for me, my weight gain is literally tied to one thing.
And my niggas are rocking mediums and shit, talking about y'all the heaviest y'all been in quarantine. Fuck,
I'm 185, man.
That's kind of crazy. I'm 185. Oh.
It's kind of crazy that Trey, you weigh more than I do. That's the funny thing. Because I would say that.
But Trey's tall, though. I mean, but you ain't. It's not like you're short, though. Like, I'm like, the fuck? Like, my bad.
It ain't like he's just super small, you know what I mean?
I just look
crazy because my arms are like super long, like I'm fucking like ET, I'm linky as shit.
But, yo, go ahead, Trey.
I was just thinking, like, bro, I wanted to talk about before we even got into this like show of lineup stuff, but I was in Brooklyn this past weekend. And it's a rooftop party, but the weather had been crazy, right? I mean, it'd been raining like all week. It's still raining, probably.
Is this you talking about the one I was at, or
no? Another way, bro. I'll be going to all the rooftop joints. So I pull up, my homie's like, "Yo, we gotta go downstairs." So we go down to like the game room area of his apartment, and we're in there. And here's the thing: when you're hosting with people, be sure to check and give them a limit of how many people they can invite, because it gets out of hand. And me and Amin were just at another party where that shit got Project X, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it almost got out of control to a point where it was people downstairs, it was people buzzing just because somebody did a word of mouth blast on an Instagram. So I had a similar situation where I'm at the homie's apartment. He's only allowed to have 20. The game room is only allowed to have 25 people in there. It's him. He only knows two people at this party. Listen, the three people that is hosting with him basically emptied their address book. So now it's out of his hands. And the front desk is like, yo, basically, who the fuck are these niggas, right? So now you're trying to alleviate the situation and say, hey, don't do that. Hey, don't do that. And niggas like, who the fuck is you? This ain't your party, but it is your party, and you live there.
No, that's the worst, man.
We're like, it is my party.
Yeah. But a nigga like, nah, I'm here for what's her name. So now what's her name lit, and they like, oh, don't be like that. They cool, don't trip. Meanwhile, niggas got the pool chalk. Oh, fucking up shit. You got niggas over here leaving drinks everywhere.
You know what that
niggas
is?
Asking
though,
where
right?
the bathroom is. What is it?
It's because people are too concerned about, like, ooh, I don't want my party to be lame. I want to make sure people show up. But I submit to y'all, I would rather have too few people than too many people at the party.
Oh, my God.
Because, like, too many people just comes with too many problems.
Look at it like trying to shut it down, though, me. If you're like, hey, yo. So the funny thing about it, it did get shut down only for another girl to be like, hey, we're going across the street. We did the same thing and got kicked out of that shit.
Oh no, come on, man.
Bro, and look, now we all in front of this lady's building. We're getting rained on. And we're like trying to figure out the next move. And I'm like, nah, is this New York City? So then we end up walking, because I'm in Bushwick. We walk to East Williamsburg. walk to East Williamsburg, bro. Mobbing. Cool. Listen,
is that far? Is the non-New Yorker here? Is that far?
It was like a 20-minute walk, bro. Yeah. So that's not like mobbing.
I'm a walker. I don't mind walking.
That you're trying to do in the rain. It's not a walk you're trying to do in the rain. Yeah. So I'm walking with all these people, and we end up at some bar that like shows movies, and just drank there. But it was so random, bro. And I just was understanding, like, I like going to parties, but I would never want to host one.
Wait. Saturday was a. I don't know what it was up there, but like here, we was under a fucking like tornado watch and shit.
My nigga, we was still outside.
Oh, y'all. Does that make me watch? Because I saw a tornado watch and I took cover. Like,
they're not giving up on this freedom.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Yes. Any place I can drink wine, I'm going. Any place I can show up with my bottle of wine, I'm going.
So Trey, is it just wine and water for you? Because I feel like that's all you drink now is wine.
Nah,
and water.
I had rum last night. I was getting lit. I was getting lit biscuit out here in Chicago.
What kind of rum? What's your rum of choice?
Oh, I don't make drinks, nigga. I don't even ask. That shit said rum on a chalkboard. And I was like, rum.
Oh, okay.
So it was like strawberry and that shit mixed with something. I was like, oh, that shit cool. You know, I didn't look at it of like, yeah, I'm a rum drinker. I can't say that at all, bro.
Well, Trey, if you're ever at like a rum bar and you see what's it called? It's called Mount Gay or whatever. It's really good. That's it's Bayesian rum.
Okay.
I mean, to me, that's the best rum that's out there. Like, they're gonna tell you all this Jamaican crap and all that shit. Nah, like Mount Gay, Coxburg is really good. These are all the Bayesian rums
crazy
that like
names.
Names is crazy.
Very sexualized name titles, bro.
but they're Bayesian rums. I'm very familiar with them. Whenever I go visit my peoples, my family over in Barbados, like I always make sure I bring it back. But like the only trick with it is you don't want the Americanized versions of it, because like I think the percentage of alcohol that's allowed to be in America is less than what it's allowed to be over there. So you technically want the shit that somebody's bringing back from the island as opposed to what they sell in the store here.
I'm waiting on you to bring it back.
So
I got you. I got family going over there in a little bit. I'll definitely make sure I get you a bottle.
Jerv, like my roommate in college was Haitian, straight from Haiti, and he used to bring back Bob Encore. And like with him, and that shit was like 170 proof or some shit like that. Like there was just, it was like,
why would you
man,
even want to do that to yourself?
Oh, man,
but it's smooth, like bro. Them Jones is smooth though. Well, I don't know about Bob Encore.
Bob Encore is smooth, but also we're in college, bro. Like we were looking. You know, I remember I used to go to the bar and be like, oh, I should get a 151 in Coke. Cause that way, like that's more bang for
oh
the buck.
Oh my god, 151, bro.
That's my first drink I ever had.
151 right here.
151 and pineapple. Rest in peace to my nigga Marcus, bro. Took me to this bowling alley in Norwalk, and I'm underage, bro. I was probably like
Connecticut. 15.
Nah, nigga, Norwalk, California. Nah,
Norwalk, California, bro. Why the fuck would I be in Norwalk?
Cross country.
That was my next question. Why the fuck are you in Norwalk, Connecticut?
But thank you for the history lesson that there is a Norwalk, Connecticut. But my boy Marcus, aka Rat, he would be like, yo, this is the drink. And he's ordering it because of the proof. And he would get fucked up. And he like, yo, you want one? And I'm just trying to fit in and be cool. I'm like, yeah. Bro, I was never drunk. I was so drunk, dog. I had to go to school the next day because my grandma only let me go because they was bowling. She didn't know I was drinking, bro. I was fucking passed. Nigga, I could not get up for school. I was drunk like Tyreek, nigga.
Yo, so 151 is that both of y'all start off alcohols? 151 was that for y'all?
No. My start off was E&J. Trey,
my mama love that. Huh?
Not the irking jerk.
Nah. So what the nigga would do, he would buy one and then slide it to the side. And he's like, that's yours. So think about that. This tall ass glass. Obviously, you know, it's hella ice because they cheap at bowling alleys. And then you got this straw with like a little umbrella in it. And the color of it obviously looks like pineapple. And I hate pineapple now as an adult.
Wow. So, like, as a result.
It just ruined it. So when I would drink, I'm drinking the alcohol, like wondering why it's not sweet. You know what I mean? Like your first experience, I'm like, why would anybody want to drink this shit? And it's like, you know, the proof is strong. So that shit hit your nose immediately. And it tastes like I was drinking rubbing alcohol with pineapple infused. Nice. So I'm sitting there like, oh my God. Like, ugh. But guess what, Jerv? That was my drink of choice for like a year until I had an adios motherfucker.
What is an adios motherfucker?
It's a Long Island. I see this blue.
Oh, blue motorcycle.
Oh, wait, what?
In Virginia, they called it a blue motorcycle.
Fucking. All right, alert.
I
listen.
blue motorcycle.
You know what's funny? Listen, like, I've been thinking about, yo, it's been a while since I had a Long Island iced tea. Why did I stop?
They were really good.
Your palate got your palate changed, and you realized that this is it's a terrible drink. But it's a if you go somewhere and someone orders a Long Island iced tea, you know the tone that they're trying to set for themselves. They are quote unquote getting after it, and they're trying to get there fast. Right? Like, let's keep it all the way real. Like, you're not ordering a Long Island iced tea because it's good.
I really miss adioses, bro. It was a simpler time in life. You could buy a chicken adios and get to the crib. Yep. Get to the crib. Like, see, you the man if you copped her an adios, motherfucker.
You like he was like, you would look at your boys and be like, adios, motherfucker.
All right, my nigga, like, yo, she took the drink.
Now I follow you all.
What was your first foray into the hard liquors?
It was a Absolute Vodka, and I went to freshman year. Went to a house party, and someone had Absolute. They had vodka and they mixed lemonade and vodka, right? So I was like, "Oh, this is banging!" Right? So I'm not comprehending that was lemonade, the juice. So I decide to go buy Absolute. I buy lemonade mix. And I put the Absolute with the lemonade mix, and I started drinking that, thinking that this is what it was. But that ain't this. I'll tell you that.
You just put the powder in the Absolute, and that was it.
Wait, what?
The water, the sugar.
You gotta learn. Crawl before you walk.
Hey, this dick over here thinking he drinking Crystal Life or something.
For real, right?
Bruh, I'll tell you this. Vodka is the alcohol where I had so much of that in college, so much cheap vodka. Like for us in Virginia, it was Aristocrat. Was the cheap one in Philly? It's called Vladimir's Vodka. Like, that's the cheap plastic bottle one. But I've had so much of it. Okay, yeah. Like, I'll tell you, to this day, I all these Ciroc flavors and all that, like, I have not touched a flavor. I will not drink vodka there's nothing you can do to make me drink vodka to this day. Like, I'll never have vodka in it. Never, bro. Too much vodka in college, and too many nights I woke up on like bathroom floors.
Fucking white, dog.
Like, I'm good.
Hey, listen, I went to a party thrown by the swimmers at my school, right? And like soccer teams, baseball teams, wrestling teams, and the swim team throw like the wildest parties.
Hard. They go hard.
They go like frat boy.
Y'all think they go harder than football teams?
Hell yeah.
Oh, well, in my defense, I went to HBCU, so like to me, the football team was the wild. You know what I mean?
But I'm just saying, bro. You see those teams? They are predominantly not us, and they going crazy, right? Yeah. So I seen one of the like star swimmers. I'm like, yo, what's good? Shorty's from Croatia, whatever.
Some broad
I'm
like chilling.
Yeah, nah, her shit was she was Phelps out, right? Yeah. So her roommate had this watermelon. They cut the watermelon in half, mm-hmm. and then cut it in cubes, and then just poured Taka Vodka all in the watermelon. We went outside by a bonfire and we waited. Yep. And it's so I'm chilling.
You come back, the water.
Everybody's getting a plastic fork.
Everybody, it's say, a soaked up. You don't know nothing about it. You're like, oh, watermelon. Yum, 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 yum.
Mm-mm. My nigga, I was so cooked. Cooked, dog. Like, now the smell of vodka, I can't handle it.
So I learned about that particular thing. Actually, at a black frat party, Trey, in college, they made
vodka?
The jungle juice. No, the jungle juice. And they had like all the fruit. And they told me, yo, you, like at first I was trying to scoop it. I was like, oh, get this fucking fruit out. I want the drink. They're like, no.
You gotta eat the fruit, bro.
You want the fruit because the fruit is where all the alcohol is getting soaked up. And so that's when I learned all about that. But they made it with Everclear. Y'all ever had Everclear?
Yes, I've been to New Orleans plenty of times,
that's
I live off everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's no way to drink it regularly. It has to be in a jungle juice type of situation. To me, I don't know any other way you could drink Everclear if it's not like pouring it in with a million different things, because it is just basically gasoline. They're going to a pump, they're pouring gasoline into a canister, and then they're transferring it to a bottle. Say, look, it's called Everclear. Fuck out of here. But
yo, jungle juice is terrible, boy. They'll put that shit in a paint bucket, my nigga, with sliced up fruit. They pour a whole bottle of Everclear. They pour any liquor they can basically find,
anything
my nigga.
They got.
And then put punch concentration in that motherfucker to make it seem like
it comes out. It comes out tasting not bad.
It tastes not bad, bro.
That's the thing. But you don't even.
So is jungle juice just like the general name for it? Or like, is that just what you're generalizing it as? Or is like this something specific?
I don't know if it actually turned your night into a jungle or what, but all I'm gonna say is if you drank jungle juice, don't worry about the vaccine, bro.
Yeah, for real. Bro, because half the time they was making,
digging up with everything in the bathtub.
They were making that
shit. That's how we make nuke juice. We usually make nuke juice in like the tub or whatever.
I ain't never heard
you know what I mean? But I'll tell you this. I watched nuke juice be made. And I was just like, nah, like I'm never going to. I'm kind of cool on this. Like yo, y'all can have it, yo. I make an amazing punch, though. By the way,
Jerry said they turned into nope juice.
Come on, bro. Come on.
Look, man. Look at
it. I make an amazing punch, and I put my punch up against anybody's punch.
You know what I hate? After a long day. Work, dealing with people, being stressed. Got to figure out what to eat that night. I don't feel like cooking, but I don't want to eat something that's bad for me like junk food. I want something healthy. I want to eat something that tastes good, and I don't want to work too hard or pay too much to do it. Well, guess what? What you really want, if you're like me, is Freshly. That's right. Freshly offers chef-made, nutrient-packed, delicious meals delivered fresh to your door. No cooking required. Grocery shopping and cooking can be a pain, especially right now. And with Freshly, you don't have to. Your meals arrive cooked and fresh every week, so you can keep your fridge stocked and skip the trip to the store. Ordering is easy. All you got to do is visit freshly.com and choose from over 30 delicious, satisfying, better-for-you meals like steak peppercorn, sausage baked penne, or their chicken pesto bowl. I love the chicken pesto bowl! Freshly can fit your lifestyle with a variety of plans and meals to pick from that work for your dietary needs, preferences, tastes, and family size. Now our listeners can try Freshly for just $6.16 per meal. Stop searching the internet for healthy food near me every night and start living life Freshly. Your meals are always delivered fresh, never frozen, and are ready to heat and enjoy in just 3 minutes. With new meals added each week, Freshly brings the convenience of chef-made, nutritionist-designed classics right to your kitchen. Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to freshly.com/BOM. Stop stressing about dinner. Go to freshly.com/BOM for $40 off your first two orders. That's freshly.com/BOM for $40 off your first two orders. Do yourself a favor. Get Freshly.
I put my punch up against anybody's punch.
Is it a secret? Is this like Michael's secret stuff?
There is some secret stuff in it. But the main ingredient, which I have no problem sharing, is the hand grenade mix that you get from New Orleans.
Oh,
bro. When you go to New Orleans, they try to tell you, to get the hurricane. Hurricane's the strongest one. Fuck the hurricane, bro. Hand grenade is way better than hurricane. But the mix, whenever I go to New Orleans, I always come back with the mix so I can pop up at somebody's party. and you know, and bless y'all with this punch real fast. And full disclosure, I do not drink the punch I make. I will never drink that shit. Never. Never.
What kind of disclosure is that?
Weird. That's not a disclosure, my nigga.
That's so because weird.
I've seen my punch in action. I've seen my punch in action.
Hey. You all got to drink this poison. Full disclosure, I ain't drinking the poison.
No. You know, that's like a nigga selling something and he don't wear it. I'm so you know, like almost stole a shirt to you.
Hey,
I never get high off your own supply, bro.
I told them dudes across the street we're gonna fuck them up. Full disclosure, I ain't fighting though. Y'all got this, but I told them we're gonna fuck them up. Like, full disclosure, I'm not doing any of this.
Oh yo,
that reminds me of.
Go ahead, Trey.
What are you gonna say? No, I was gonna say that reminds me of Kanan when niggas had the guns and niggas is like, "Hey, I don't got no peace."
Like, what am I gonna do? What you want me to yell at him? That was a funny line, man. Did y'all like that episode, man? Y'all like
it was? It was a lot to unpack. But it's like that nigga 50. So he's such a sicko that like I don't even know what he gonna have up his sleeve with this. With it, it's just like all right.
Why
yo, to me, it was Get Rich or Die Trying. Like, it was damn near Get Rich or Die Trying to me, the movie.
A little bit, right? You know, especially with the whole...
Like, I'm waiting for his mom to be into girls.
Yeah, I don't think that's about to happen, but...
I think he flipped that for Jukebox.
Yeah, Jukebox.
And do you remember Jukebox from back in the other show?
Yeah.
What's her name? What's her girl name? The actress. Singer, too, right? What's her name?
I don't know.
Remember in the original Power? Hold on.
I remember her.
No, we're talking about the actual.
I have no idea who she is. I thought it was
here we go. Was played by Anika Noni Rose. There you go.
Shout out to Anika.
Anika.
Yo.
Here's my thing. Number one, this is how y'all know 50's a sicko. Nigga, how you gonna narrate like a prequel, and it starts with y'all know how my last fight went. Nigga, we know you dead. What are you doing this from heaven? They got podcast studios in hell. What's going on here, right?
Yep.
But it was a lot. They're trying to get across. It's funny, they spent most of the episode trying to show us that he was actually a really good kid, and like no explanation is why the motherfucker all of a sudden wanted to be bad. Like there
Wait, was, grew up in thought, it. He grew up in that's the explanation. He grew up in it.
But I'm just saying, but even so, him getting his ass whooped and then his mom going out there to go whoop the other kid's ass. I thought when we fast forward to present day, he might be a smart kid or whatever, but he going in fights in school, he a real fucking troublemaker. And this nigga is still a goody two shoes. I'm like, clearly that shit didn't change your life much.
He playing with his
body. Then he caught a body and his life just changed.
No, but it's like, why did he catch a body? Like, it just seems so.
He wanted his corners, bruh. He wanted the corners.
The nigga don't even know anything about like.
Yeah,
anything.
It was his mom's like, corner and he felt it was disrespect.
But it wasn't even like, it's not even like, what's her name? Mary J. Blige's character
Monet.
It's not like Monet in Power where the children are truly being brought up in it. Like, motherfuckers are like clearly sheltered on purpose.
And I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying, like, his family's clearly sheltering him on purpose, and yet
he's going back to it.
But even Tariq, if you saw Tariq was a little piece of shit, right?
Yeah.
His father was sheltering him from it. He wanted him to go to good school, da da da. But Tariq was a piece of shit the whole time. So when the flip happened, we weren't surprised by it. It was like, the nigga always wanted, like, fucking fake.
Yeah, he was already.
Mm-hmm. He wanted to be. This nigga got good grades and shit. He friendly with everybody in school. He making jokes in the cafeteria. He bad calm. Like when the nigga behind him in line in the cafeteria, I thought he was gonna fight that nigga right there. Like, what? You got a problem? You want to cut me in line? Nope. The nigga was like, go right ahead. Huh? I want to talk to the cute girl who doesn't really like me. She likes that guy, but I'm not gonna do anything to that guy. But just looking at him because he dresses fresh. I'm like, why is he such a herb? If y'all want to get him to a point where he wants to turn to a life of crime, but then I was like, maybe they're going for the slow burn. But then by the end of the episode, the nigga shot somebody. Like
it was definitely a Power-esque type episode.
That's the thing that we have to also remember. We're expecting a lot from Power, bro.
It's still Power.
Yeah, remember.
Can I ask you this?
What?
Man bothered me. What my man, the dude that his mom is always trying to like broker the deals with, the other boss, like
unique,
like overacting. Like, yo, I'm sorry, bro. Like, he got to tone it down just a notch, yo. Like, you can't be that cool.
That's vaya con Dios, man. I just, that's what Trey just said, mate. Sometimes you just remember, oh yeah, it's power. Like that's shit, I was like,
You asking for a lot already. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to change just because it's Kanan. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to have our power moments. So I wasn't.
The gratuitous sex scene. We're like, check.
yeah, got that.
I was like, well, there goes our sex scene for the day. Yes. Yeah. She can now die because she's had her sex scene in power.
Yeah,
she's fulfilled her contract.
Yep.
But that was ill that they put the dog in the microwave. That was sick.
Hold on. Again,
you're about to ask how. It's power. Come on.
Here's a power situation. Go ahead. How to get the dog to be quiet?
For one, how'd they find out where she lives? So you're telling me that Rock had somebody go follow this chick, wait till she get home, find out where she lived, break into the house. After she took a nigga home, while she get the dog to quietly get into the microwave, close the microwave, hit the button. How many minutes? 20 minutes? 30 minutes? Who knows? Long enough for her to fuck, but not long enough to fucking be done with
also
it.
Was it soundproof sex?
Make noises?
Yes, bro. Yes. Actually,
in 91? That shit was there.
Unless they seen that TikTok video where you hold it for a certain time, you can mute it. I just learned how to mute your mic. Exactly.
I feel like the dog would have made noise in the microwave, like barking.
Or that dog would have motherfucking went pop. It's not me. I'm not laughing at dog's death, by the way. But
I mean, look, it's not a real dog. That was just like some makeup and shit. I would have thought it exploded a lot harder than that. It just looked like someone stabbed it. Funny. But that, and I'm trying to think what else have you like, huh?
Her crib was sick for whatever type of meaningless role that she had, like her being just a publicist She had like a ghost type crib.
Yep, she got the loft. Yeah. She had the loft, the massive loft, but the kitchen was the size of my fucking walk-in closet right now.
It was definitely in New York.
My man that she was smashing. I'm sorry, bro. Like, listen, whatever that was, it is what it is. But, yo, if she's hearing stuff in the crib, like, low-key, you're supposed to be the one to like, get up and kind of look. All my men said was, yo, can you bring me something to drink?
Jerv, she didn't hear anything.
That nigga covered himself up. She smelled it. Really good.
She smelled it. She's like, you smell that? And I'm like, okay.
My nigga, what type of drugs they was on for her not to hear that shit? And then... how long the dog been dead in that motherfucker?
And the microwave was still going.
Put on 106 minutes.
Yo, they hit that minute plus button so many times. Oh, you know they ain't type that shit out.
you know nigga ain't typing that shit out. They hit
it gotta be the microwave for 5 minutes.
All right, the add 30. Yeah, that was, I mean, you know.
Yo, did they even have add 30 back then? I feel like the ad in 30 and ad minute is new.
I don't know, but that open and closed door sound is vicious.
Boom.
There's no way you can
heavy.
It's no way. Like it's three things in life that you can't escape, right? Or sneak in, right? Closing a microwave door, opening up that cake thing with the top, and wearing Jordan 10s. Motherfuckers be squeaking, bro.
Tens are some quack 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 everywhere you go,
and it's doing the fire to me too.
You ain't stepping no water. They comfortable as hell, but you try to sneak in the house, them motherfuckers gonna squeak.
Squeak.
Yo, Trey, the other funny shit about that.
Hello, listener. Have you ever used ButcherBox? I don't know if you know this about me, but I used to be a butcher. I used to work at an unnamed grocery store. I used to be that tall man behind the counter in your neighborhood, cutting up meat and preparing seafood for you. And I know that it can be a stressful situation. I know that it can be crowded. You have to wait your turn. You have to know what you want. You feel rushed. Sometimes you might think that your butcher has a bad attitude. I don't know. Happened to a friend. Couldn't possibly be me. But that's why I love ButcherBox. ButcherBox brings you peace of mind. You can easily find high quality beef, chicken, pork that you can trust is humanely raised. There's no antibiotics or added hormones. There's the ultimate convenience of not having to deal with butchers or the crowded meat counter after a long day at work. It's delivered right to your doorstep. There's always free shipping and there's incredible value. You're getting really high quality products at an amazing value. You get exclusive member deals. You get recipe inspiration, guides, hacks. A little hack from my butcher experience, the petite top sirloin, which is about half the price of the New York steak, is a very similar cut with a fat cap on one side, and you get very good tenderness out of the petite sirloin. If you've ever been to a Brazilian steakhouse and you see them talking about picanha, that's the petite sirloin. With ButcherBox, I'm always prepared. I always have meat on deck for a grill and chill, a cookout, or just making dinner at home. And I'm saving a ton of money from shopping at the grocery store all the time. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's great, but what's my reward for signing up for ButcherBox? Well, I'm glad you asked, because if you sign up at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, you will get free ground beef for life. For life. Enough ground beef to fill the Nile, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/dings.
Oh, fuck. Did I just forget? Oh, man. Oh, yeah. No. I said the door closing. It's sounded like the intro to the Chronic. Welcome to Death Row.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, nice fact.
Speaking of music, I will say, man, they did a good job with the fucking soundtrack, though, man. The intro is nice. And I'm going to tell you, they're doing a great job so far with, like, being true to the time. Like when his mom pulled up in the Supra, I was like, oh shit, right? The way they're dressing and everything like that. I was like, all right, man. Like, I was worried that because it's Power, this is gonna sneak in, a nigga gonna be wearing some 13s or some shit. I'm like, come on. I mean, it's just like,
yeah, niggas had the sixes on. Sixes, I said, okay.
Yeah, infrared sixes, yeah.
I was like, all right, this 91 was
of the moment. 91. Yeah, so
yeah.
But even the cars and, you know, everything. Like the way people dress, the hair. I also like the dynamic with the family, that it's the two uncles, right? Mm-hmm. One is Jukebox Dad, yeah, and one is the one that's gonna fuck Famous's sister. They're like, guarantee it.
Can't. Yo, man, I don't want your uncle talking to my what's his sister. I don't want to talk about it. Why'd you bring her around, bro?
Why'd you bring her around? And then then Jukebox called him out on it. I was like, come on, man, you know you want to be in the family. And Nigga's kind of like, yeah, kind of do.
Your family is kind of lit. That's so funny.
Yo, what's my man name, the other uncle? He's from, I just know it's Reggie from Ballers.
Reggie from Ballers, yeah.
Yeah. I see him in that room, like, I can't take him serious. Yeah. I'm just keeping it real. Like, I'm looking at him
That's the same way that's the same way I see the Dr. Dre from Straight Outta Compton. Every time I see that nigga in anything else, I'll be laughing like, yo, this nigga Dr. Dre.
That's funny.
They had some fake ass braids in another row.
Oh no, that's the worst, man. Like, and you know, half the time the character don't even need to have braids, man. It's not even part of the story. I'm like, why do y'all do this then, man? Let that nigga Caesar rock, man. But no, Jerv, I felt the same way, but then I saw his role was kind of like the fuck up uncle a little bit too, right? So it was just like, well, at least he's going to play into it. So, but and then the other dude.
I feel like he's going to die. He has I'm going to die written all over him.
Got to. How has his Jukebox become like bought in, you know? Because right now Jukebox is hanging out and fucking her white girlfriend from the. Is that the same prep school that Tariq went to?
Probably.
Probably is.
Let me look.
Probably is.
Prep school. Did Tariq
Yo, I can't wait to this like almost makes it seem like your answer is going to make it seem like Tariq was a real person. Tariq is a da 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 who attended blah 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 from blah blah blah. His father, so James St. Patrick.
But where was he before Choate? Before Choate. What school did Tariq St. Patrick go to before Choate?
Why he's looking that up? So we're watching this. I mean, I know we're gonna watch it again, but like, is it if we were not watching this for the pod, would you watch it again?
No.
What? Watch what again?
Raising Kane. Power Book Three.
Power Book Three.
Like would I keep watching this show?
Yeah.
No, probably not. Probably not. Because my whole thing is that, and like I was telling Sean, I said Power is basically our show. Like we've been watching this show for so long. Like it's literally like a audio book club of Power. We've watched that show become very dope bad to like now they got spinoffs.
Yeah,
shit is like it's like the fat.
And there's
fast
more. And there's more spinoffs coming.
I know, nigga. Power forever.
What's that? Oh my god, Tommy. I guess.
Yeah, but you got to think about this. Power is like the version of Fast and Furious, bro, of crime. It's the Fast and Furious of crime, bro. Niggas gonna go to space.
Do y'all think we get Tommy and Ghost in this? Because if there's one thing Fifth gonna do, Fifth gonna give Kane in a second season. If nothing else gets a second season, Fifth gonna get Raising Kane in a second season, right? Do we get Tommy and Ghost in this season?
Yeah, definitely. I think towards the end, it's gonna be one of those, you know, when you see a random ass character show up and niggas be like, woo, and start clapping, and the screen pans and it's them niggas. Like, oh, young Tommy and Ghost.
Of course.
But Omar Epps is also in this shit too, so I'm interested to see his role.
Where?
I think he's a cop.
Yeah, he is a cop. Oh, you watched the whole episode, Trey?
He's the
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm tripping.
Am I delayed or is the trade delayed? What's going on?
No, I'm tripping. That was my fault. Yeah. Okay. Can you hear me now? All right.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, so okay. So anyway, I couldn't figure it out, but maybe she does, maybe she doesn't. To answer your question, Jerv, man, like at this point, like Trey said, man, this is the first show that we started doing on a regular basis on this podcast. So we got to see it all the way through. If nothing, it gives us great fodder for like these jokes, man. We're getting these jokes off. But you know, it is what it is. But the other show that we're reviewing is Flatbush Misdemeanors. A great fucking show. It's fun to be able to review a great show. And this episode kind of got a little, I felt a little serious, man. Like,
it got serious, but listen, it had that moment where it went back to what it was supposed to be. When she came back for her toothbrush, I was happy as fuck. I was like, yo, I was watching this shit with Sean. And I'm like, bro, like,
because that shit was tense, right? I was like,
damn, this is kind of a deep ass episode. Yeah. And then the funny part, right when they was losing me, it pulled me back in. I was like, yes,
bro. Like, there's a bunch of lines in here that fucking had me cracking up. First of all, shout out to her being Haitian. Didn't know that. Wish Waz was here to start talking about the John and all that shit. When Dan and Kevin are having a conversation about what happened with the art dealer. He said, yo, this nigga trying to tell me about being black, what it means to be a black artist. All the while, this nigga from New Hampshire. I fucking laughed at that shit. And then later on, when Dan is trying to tell him, yo, maybe you should listen. He's a professional in your field. Like, wouldn't you just at least hear him out? He's like, no, if a girl called you ugly, would you think you ugly? And Dan was like,
he said, yeah. So fucking funny, man.
But yo, the funny.
Yo, remember
shit,
the nigga, like, remember the nigga laptop?
Yeah.
When oh the my porn, yo. The porn. Yo, my man straight said, at this point, son, I feel like you're just doing this on purpose.
yo, he said, yo, you could grab the laptop and find it. Like, all right, yo, what's the name of that website for? Like, iPhone Detective. They whoever wrote this shit, yo, I think Kevin wrote this episode, but straight up, they nailed like everything about a nigga that's, I guess he's a little bit older than I am right now. Just kind of out of this, he's like, yo, you spy my iPhone. You got an iPhone, right? He's like, yeah. And he hands him his phone. He's like, this isn't an iPhone.
Yeah.
Already in with it's an Android.
The Android. The sick Android back. That shit was funny.
But even before she ran away, the funniest shit was how the argument started. They're on the couch like, what you want to watch? I bet you ain't seen Ghost Dog. That's exactly like what that nigga would do. That nigga
be watching,
who would call it iPhone detective would watch Ghost Dog. Talk about
Ghost Dog. Yeah. Fucking
is,
Ghost Dog,
Forrest
man.
Worship, best shit.
Shout out to Forrest Whitaker. Because he said Jason Lyric reference too. I was crying.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, niggas is stupid, man. But yo, this nigga put that fucking art gallery thing in his Hinge profile.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, shout out to him. That's pretty smart, man.
That's why I asked the question, have anybody put their podcast link in a Hinge profile? Like, you really don't want to date, but you just using it as a new social media, like, to push your shit. It's kind of sick. I mean, I would never do it, but,
I'm just,
you know.
It just terrifies me, man. It's so weird. It's like, I feel like, nah, man, I couldn't do that. If I did that, I'd be embarrassed, man. Like, it's weird. It's almost like my whole broadcasting career is like a private part of my life that I don't share with people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't podcasts I do and shit. Like, oh, no, no, no. Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, once you get to that point, like, now, you know, your hidden thoughts, it's almost like I am your conscience.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know, and because I talk reckless on here, man, you know.
That's the same thing about Twitter. That's why I'll be laughing. Like, Twitter, it seems like people will be all in your... What? Go ahead, Jerv.
I was gonna say, Amin, I know you in real life. I know you on Twitter. I know you on Instagram. I know you on podcasts. And I'm gonna keep you honest, bro. You're pretty consistent on you know how reckless you talk, you know, on all platforms, bro. So I don't really think there's a difference between your podcasting and other things, you know.
That Hinge world, that dating app world, is a different Amin out there, man.
I got you.
That guy's wearing suits and shit, man. He's got deep comments.
Do you have the candid no-look shots? Like, you're just looking off into the sunset? Yeah. Okay.
I'm talking about 11-11 and shit.
11-11. It's still funny. Oh, I remember seeing 11-11 posts, man. It's fucking funny. I give it. Anybody that see a fucking magic number or whatever the number and just be... Look at this nigga. Hey.
Nobody listening will have seen it, but y'all saw it.
I don't think I've ever seen you smile like that. Like, when you're not nigga, talking shit.
Hey, that nigga had his bike. That was a good bicep pick for him. Hey, you was in sports mode for that picture.
sport mode.
Yo, that nigga biceps was flexed, nigga. He had elbows.
Like, acting like I'm playing foosball. Nigga, you know what the best part is? It wasn't even nobody there, man. I wasn't even playing.
Hey.
Y'all think I've ever played foosball a day in my life?
My nigga, I played the foosball tournament.
It's not fun.
This is the thing. I have been playing it the wrong way all my life, and then I actually get in a fucking foosball tournament, and niggas got all these rules. And I'm like,
what do you mean?
Hey, nigga,
what do you mean the wrong way?
There's more than one play. There's more than one way to play. No, like, you got to hit the ball and score,
So here's the thing. When you playing in a team form, you only can use a certain, you know, everybody gets a stick. You know what I mean? Yes, dog. So I'm in a tournament with, like, people I don't even know, bro. And I'm trying to tell, bro, like, no, this way, this, you know what I mean? Trying to set it up. And we actually won a couple games. I was playing for a shoe store. I was playing for Undefeated. And we matched up with another team. They beat our ass. But I was so frustrated because, when you know, if you don't have both hands kind of doing the shit, one of your hands might not be, like, the strength of your hand might not turn it.
Yeah, you need that like, you need that leverage.
Yeah,
that
yes, leverage bro. Oh, yeah, so my shit, my man is doing a little, he doing this shit instead of, you know what I mean? I need the nigga to do the flip and everything. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? This nigga out here kicking the ball. And you know, hey, you know, this nigga's cool. They over there stopping it, like, and then doing the little tricks. And I'm like, all right, my nigga, y'all niggas is too, y'all virgins. Fuck out of here.
Y'all virgins. That's funny.
Anytime I'm getting my ass kicked and somebody really good at something, I call them a virgin. You had too much. Yo, speaking of that, that nigga Dan, bro, he ain't know how to close a deal. She was guiding that nigga. Man.
Yo, that shit was so funny. Yeah, it's like, I don't want you to follow. See, I want to give you direction, but I want you to take control after I give you the direction. That shit was so fucking stupid.
Kiss my neck. He said, no, my other side of my neck.
He said, let's lay down. And he's like, okay. And then,
nigga laid next to her, bro. Next to her. Sick nigga.
Yo, that's what Kevin was like. Yo, don't mind him. He's just excited because he's about to lose
his virginity.
Fucking virgin. Oh, man.
Shout out to virgins.
Yo, I was going to ask. So at one point, the Zayna basically says, if you don't help me get an apartment, I'm going to go tell Dami's parents that you helped her go to Planned Parenthood.
Get the stuff, yeah.
And I was like, first of all, that's a real fucked up. You about to sell your girl out just to get some shit that you want. No matter how bad your situation is, that's really fucked
up. She's a trash friend.
But she is a trash friend, and she's shown it multiple times in this show. But the second thing I was thinking about was like, Trey, what's the furthest you would go outside of your capacity as a teacher to help a student?
Not that shit. I'm just trying to think. The last time I was a teacher, bro, and I actually had
not what
to
you've
do
done. Not what you've done. What you would do. You would consider doing.
Probably lie to like protect them in a situation, but not like that. Like niggas can't come to the crib or like do some shit. Like I've like been in a situation similar where like it was some shit going on at the crib, and somebody and the person that was doing the shit tried to come pick the kid up. And I said, oh, they already got picked up.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? On some shit like that. Yeah. But like, you know, because what them niggas dealing with high school kids too. So it's a whole nother, you know what I'm saying?
Whole nother ball game, dog.
That's a whole nother ball game where nigga coming to you and you human. So you're going to sympathize or you look at it and see yourself in it. Well, so I think that's why it's easier to kind of like be like,
let's take teacher out of the equation. What's the furthest you'll go to help somebody out in a situation that don't really involve you? Would it be that? Just lying?
I'll say for me.
Jerk.
I'm not saying I did this, but there might have been a student or two when I was at a school that had a problem with always coming to school high and smelling like weed, and had plenty of conversations with the, you know, would have probably had plenty of conversation with the student telling them like, yo, you gotta chill, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then once you realize that student just can't chill, so then, you know, to help this student out and to avoid them getting like kicked out of school, you know what I mean? You try to find other measures to help them out. So there was this spray that all the kids in my school would always go get from the gas station that sucked. Like it was like the obvious spray that that the kids use. And we as the staff knew that you were just smoking, right? Like you're high right now, right? So I would not have had a problem with putting a student or two onto the proper spray to get that I may or may not use when I go to hotel rooms. Yeah, you know what I mean? Nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, listen, you're going to do what you're going to do. The least I can do is help you, help you know what I mean? Not fuck your life up just because you can't smoke after school. You got to smoke
right before you
walk in the building. Like, why would you do that? I don't understand.
Yeah, I would probably do that shit. Like, give some game. You know what I'm saying?
You got to get a game, bro. Like, I think that's like our biggest role. Obviously, there's limits on the amount of game you can give them, but like that was our biggest role. I feel like outside of the actual educating them part, which is the biggest role, but like just putting them onto life, like
yeah.
Yeah,
it's funny. I don't have obviously as much contact with teenagers as you guys have had, or like younger kids or whatever, other than my own. But for me, that situation, I would say, like, I've like led a stranger away from what could have been like, this is going to be a fight over here. Like a drunk brother, hey, bro, just trust me. Just walk away right now. Go ahead, man, because you're going to fight these white people, going to call the cops, and then me and you are going to be the ones that get hemmed up. So just go. Just go. And, like, that's the most I think I've done. Like, and it was, again, it was a situation that involved me at all, but I could see what was happening. So I was just like, well, let me talk this guy off the ledge over here. But other than that, man, like, yeah, man. Like, I'd be one of them things where, like, well, I'm like, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to save your life?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Maybe that makes me a terrible person.
Yeah, favors go too far. And then it's like, you just get yourself in more bigger trouble.
And then she's going to rat out Dan talking about, you've been giving me fake grades all semester long.
And yeah, Dan was she's like, crazy.
No. Let's keep the focus on Zayna.
She said, "No, I'd like to hear more about this." He said, "No, it's just a long 2 minutes that we don't have time for me to give you right now."
Oh man, that's some funny ass shit. What do y'all think is going to happen? Well, first of all, is Drew wrong?
No.
Hell yeah.
No.
Wrong on what for doing what he said? On what part?
For everything. Like for her, you know.
I mean, her brother, listen, his brother was trying to be a stand-up nigga, but yeah, no, he should have sat down. I get it.
Nah.
That's your shit, bro.
Well, okay, yeah, yes, no. No, you're right. You are right in that aspect, because when I'm first hearing the story, I'm thinking that his brother was in the game with him, right? But it was a clear misunderstanding or whatever. However, I'm guessing that Drew probably going off of the character, he probably had a couple priors or something. So the time he probably would have got would have been a lot more. And if his brother's willing to take that time for him, then hell, that's a hell of a brother to have. And at least he took on his fate. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like he just... He took on this little girl
is 17. That shit probably happened when she was 4.
Was 10.
It happened
2014, so 7 years earlier.
Okay, so 7 years. He been sitting down that long, bro. No.
That's a long time, bro. It's a long time.
You're not doing that.
We're not Drew in this situation. Where's Zayn?
I'm a civilian, my G. I'm not doing time for shit.
7 years? Like, I don't know. Like,
I'm not doing 7 days, fam.
Think about what can actually happen in 7 years while you're trying to be a stand-up nigga. Like, listen, he not like that for one.
Yeah, raped.
You get raped. You get your ass beat, and then you don't turn into a killer trying to survive because you have to protect yourself. So
7 years too long. I thought about it. If someone told me like my brother was facing 25, but I could do 2, I thought about would I do that? And then I was just like, man, like I would have to ask for solitary confinement for the whole 2 years. I don't want to talk to nobody. I don't want to see nobody. Listeners to Cinephobe know, I've said this many a time, I think I could do solitary confinement on my head. No problem, because I would just sit around and beat off all day, and that's it.
There's so much of that you can do, though, bro. Like,
I can do that every day for 2 years.
Hey, that nigga gonna look like the dad on fucking South Park. Fap the fuck out. That shit gonna be just covered.
But, bro, it's like 24 hours in a day. That beat off is only one. You got 15 minutes, 20 minutes top of your day. Hey, like, what the fuck?
For one, listen, that arm gonna be fucking strong, and that hand gonna be raw as hell. That hand gonna be look
fire though. Like, I'm gonna just everything from that right side. Just
that new profile pick. That new foosball profile pick is definitely gonna be from that side. He takes it up so you can see that.
That motherfucker gonna be anchored up, nigga.
Every picture just like this and shit.
So not doing it, man. I'll be doing push-ups. I'll do sit-ups. Like, my whole thing is, like, just leave me alone. I don't want to interact with anybody. I honestly can't imagine why people can't do solitary confinement. I wish my life was solitary confinement.
Well, you're thinking about solitary confinement, my G, in like, your house. Hey. Like, a fucking wall, like, a shoebox? That's a little different, dude.
Shoebox, cement-ass bed, sink, toilet. Boom. I'm good.
As nigga think he Moses.
I'm telling you.
Hey, pray. That shit, I'm cool. Nigga, I barely
want to interact with them niggas. I don't want to interact with them.
Liz,
no, I mean, yes, I'd rather do that than interact with them.
No, I'm gonna be out here. I'm gonna be out here. First of all, they're gonna make me choose a gang. Then nigga gonna be eating some bullshit food. I gotta accept that. And then long as I be the nigga that get the head, like controller when we get TV time, I'm all right. You know what I'm saying?
You're asking, you asking for the remote control in the neighborhood?
My nigga.
Nah, hold up, bro. First of all, you going in there as a civilian, my G. Like, you not going there as
I'm hoping.
As you that.
No. Hey, Trey's not.
I'm hoping.
Trey's, they don't. This shit ain't the longest yard, bro. That shit ain't real. Niggas don't care. They don't care if you got a jump shot or not. Trey's got to go in with, like, the legacy card, like, perhaps you've heard of my family, and just hope the niggas respect that shit. Because the worst thing, Trey, I could imagine is if you go in with that, and he's like, fuck out of here. Shit,
yeah, hey, no, that'd be crazy. Or the rep died.
Oh no!
Think about that. Yeah, like, you get
or
in,
or you on the wrong side.
Oh, or like no. You like no, you hype. You remember how like he like nigga lock me up, take me to jail. No. I am afraid to go to, you know what I mean. And then I nigga get in there and nigga like yeah, and I'm feeling comfortable and I look and I'm like oh yeah, nigga these niggas was with my dad and now they all shriveled and old. They got no juice. Like and you get in there, and you like no fuck.
Like, they the old niggas from the old Jones from Orange is the New Black. The old ladies that just be sitting. Do y'all watch that show?
I tapped out like after season like two or some shit, bro.
It's a guilty pleasure of mine. I don't go out here taunting that I watch it, but it's a guilty pleasure of mine.
Nigga, watch Oz.
Wow, shout out to Oz. Oz is the show that convinced me. Solitary, man. Just throw me in solitary.
Hey, so you know what? You know what I want
to do? Oz was a little too wild for my liking, bro. I'm not going to lie to y'all.
I know we got a bunch of new shows starting. But if we ever get a dead period, let's do a retro rewind of a TV show, like something like that.
Oz. Let's do Oz.
I would love to revisit Oz now in this era.
You know what's funny? I want people to call it problematic. I'm like, yeah, nigga, that's what prison is.
Yes. Yes, nigga. But I want people to, because it's a lot of people that probably ain't never seen it, and I want people to watch that shit with us. Like, discover that shit for the first time. Because, like, The Wire is the only thing I really revisited in, like, current time. So I would want to see some shit like that and be like, oh, shit. You know what I'm
saying? You should revisit Sopranos, like, bro.
You know what people are gonna.
So really I've never seen Sopranos.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. That's crazy, Trey. But I'm gonna tell you this right now. We should rewatch Oz for the simple fact that it's gonna be fun to see people get mind blown about who was on that show. There's so many people on that show.
Shout out to Adebisi, my nigga.
Oh man, Adebisi. This nigga was the scariest nigga in the world, man.
The Adebisi hat, bro.
Yeah. With,
yo, I used how do you to, make yo, that shit stay up there, bro?
Nigga, I was walking around with using a fork as a hair pick for a solid like 2 years of my life, man, just because I had a BC. That shit was too
cool. That's a sick inspiration.
Oh man. Then,
even fucking like Schlinger
and Bricks and Poet and my man Rick Fox's character Jackson Hughes or Jackson, whatever man. Oh man, that's so many people. Method Man was on that show. Oh, LL Cool J.
Method Man was on Oz.
Method Man was on Oz. LL Cool J was on Oz. His character is called Jiggy Walker. He lied and said he sold coke to the governor. Then they put the nigga on the news and shit. Oh my god. Yeah, we might have to. We gotta wait till the dead period. But
yeah,
a rewatch of Oz.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming soon. The dead period is coming soon.
When's well, coming? We would lose
right after power.
After power is the other power.
That shit don't stop.
Oh shit.
Yeah. No,
that's why it's hashtag power forever, nigga.
Well, when we lose Flatbush, we can start doing that.
Yeah. As long as we don't go back to Jackie Robinson with the baseball bat fighting aliens, I'm good. I'm not going back to that shit.
Yo, they put my
He was in Loki. He was in Loki.
He was in Loki. But also
good episode too.
But also Shorty was in there too. You remember the sister? She was in Loki too. That's why I was calling that
big booty sister. Yeah. Like
yeah, I was calling it, I was calling
it. Oh, that was her, the security guard John.
Yep.
Dan, that was her.
Shout out to them. If for anything, getting opportunities on bigger and better shows. That's what's up.
I ain't a hater.
Shout out to Jonathan Major, though. He can act his ass off. He improv that whole thing.
He improv it?
Yes.
For real?
He pulled up. Yes, dog. He was only supposed to have like a small little role, bro, and they just let him cook.
Well, he's gonna be in the movie. He's gonna be in the new Ant-Man movie. So and I think they changed their mind and they introduced him here.
Shouts to Kang.
Yeah, Kang the Conqueror. Shit, I gotta do some reading then. All right, then. Let's wrap this shit up.
Well, wait, before we get out of here. I just want to update a little life update. I know niggas was laughing about this Spades life that I was venturing in. Pulled up at a little pool party over the weekend, sat down, met somebody, said they never lost a Spades ever in their life, right? They never lose. And I was like, it's crazy. I never lose either, right? So something's got to happen. Slapped them up real quick, got them out of here three straight hands, set them three straight times. You know, I just want to let everybody know, like, I'm not, you know what I mean? I really do this shit. So, you know, I'm pulling up at a cookout near you, man. If I sit down at the table, just prepare to take that first L.
Did the legend continue?
Oh, I didn't take an L. No, sir, bro.
Okay, listen. No, sir. You coming to New York soon. You coming to New York soon. And we're gonna get this set up.
You know what I want? I want like Jerry to be walking down the street and niggas is jumping him, not beating it up, not beating him up.
Hey,
but, I don't know. That's kind of crazy. With a table and some cards, like I challenge you to spades right now, nigga. Everywhere you go, man. You know how like NBA players, niggas just be rolling up on them with a basketball.
It'll be like the 24/7 belt or whatever that was in wrestling. It's just anywhere I go, somebody just pull up. Yeah, I'm with it, bro. I don't back down from spades, fam. Like I don't do it. I'm out here.
Yo, this nigga Jerv, you be walking around with your own cards.
Nah, duh. I don't want no excuses. All right, you want to play me in space? Bring your cards.
Nah, I'm gonna get you some cards, bro. Some custom made cards.
I'll take them.
But I don't know if you're not superstitious, then cool. You smacking niggas with random bicycle cards?
Yeah, bro.
Just pull it up.
Like, yo, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, just show me which one's the big and the little joker. That's all I care about, bro. So I can just know how I'm playing this joint.
Dope. All right, y'all. For Big Jerv. For Black Trey, for Sean the producer, I am Amino Hassan. This is Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Remember, stay connected with us. Patreon.com/countthedings. Get all the extra content, all the overflow episodes, all the special edition cinephobes, all the live shows. We got one on Wednesday, don't we, guys? One on Wednesday this week. So that's for our Patreon. So if you're not a Patreon, go ahead and become a Patreon. Patreon.com/countthedings. Until then, stay black, motherfuckers.
Peace.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.